to NURFM 103.7. Being we are at the end of Heart Week, thought we'd have a little bit of a look this morning at a new trial for stroke rehabilitation. And joining us on the line is a PhD candidate at the University of Newcastle, Sarah Valkenburg. Good morning, Sarah. Let's take a step back at the moment. One of the biggest risk factors for stroke is high blood pressure, isn't it?
Yes, good morning, Mark. Yes, indeed. So high blood pressure, which is the theme of Heart Week this week, is the most important risk factor for stroke. The reason for that is because the high pressure can cause damage to your blood vessels, so your arteries and veins, and that damage can actually eventually lead to a stroke.
And that's the last thing we want. Now, you've got a new trial coming up. Can you tell us some of the thoughts behind this new trial and what you're hoping to achieve and try?
Yes, so the trial we have at the moment is a rehab trial, and it's aiming to improve people's upper limb function. So what we mean by that is after stroke, people often have problems moving parts of their body, and one of the really common parts that they struggle to move on one side of their body is either their arm, hand, or fingers. So traditional physiotherapy has had some success, but we're looking at a new discovery that aerobic exercise, and what we mean by that is what people sometimes call cardio, so things like running or fast walking or cycling, can actually boost your brain activity. So in science, we call it neuroplasticity. So it's the brain's ability to respond to different changes that we do every day. And in rehab, essentially what we want to do is boost that brain activity to help the brain recover from the stroke. And people have actually found that just doing aerobic exercise alone can actually not only help their brain recover, and obviously their general fitness, but it can actually help them move their arm and their hand again, even if the exercise they did was with their legs.
This is really amazing, groundbreaking research, isn't it? The thought that doing some of that exercise could help you recover a little bit quicker. Do you think there could be broader implications as well, Sarah, that if we're doing some of this stuff well before we have symptoms of a stroke, we could be doing some preventative things for ourselves there as well?
Indeed. So there's a long list of risk factors for stroke, and lack of exercise also comes up on that list. So another thing that's an issue with people when they have a stroke is that they're at really, really high risk of actually having a second or many strokes. So one of the other potential benefits of this exercise program for people who've had strokes is not only improving their arm and hand function, but also that it improves their cardiovascular health, and also things like if they had high blood pressure, exercise can help with that. It can also just improve your overall health and reduce your risk of having a subsequent stroke.
So even if you have had a stroke, you've had it, it's bad, but the thought here is that maybe by doing some of these things, you would potentially be saving yourself from having another one down the road.
Yeah, that's the hope. So that's the aim. So it's an indirect assumption based on the fact that lack of exercise puts you at risk of a stroke in the first place. So if you start doing a bit more exercise after your first stroke, it would probably reduce your risk of a second stroke.
Okay, so the trial, who are we looking for to get involved, and how can we get involved, Sarah?
So we're looking for people who've had a stroke, and it can be any time. It can be recently or it can be a couple of years ago. And they must have a problem with moving either their hand, arm, or their fingers because of the stroke. And there's a number of ways they can get involved. So they can telephone me, and my number is 4042-0819. If they have access to the internet, they can also either look up on Google or YouTube or the Hunter Medical Research Institute, so HMRI, the website, and look up the word EXACT. So we call the trial the EXACT trial, and it's spelt AEXACTT. So it's a bit of a weird spelling, and what it actually stands for is aerobic exercise and consecutive task-specific training. So what happens is people come in and they do the aerobic exercise prior to their physiotherapy.
Sarah, I wouldn't worry too much if the spelling's a bit off, as long as we get the results that you're hoping for. Fingers crossed.
Exactly.
And good luck with the trial.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Mark.
From the University of Newcastle, PhD candidate Sarah Valkenburg with that stroke rehabilitation trial. Some really good information there. 2NURFM 103.7.